صل على محمد وعلى آله. انزله المقعد المقرب عندك. اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة، صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد، وارحم محمد وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم، وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صلِّ على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد، وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد، وارحم محمد وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء، وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته، واجزه عنا ما هو أهله، واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبينا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته، وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل علينا معهم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك علينا معهم. صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي. اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي 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 وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات والسلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. والسلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار. التحيات الزاكيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله. خير الأسماء التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. اللهم اغفر لي واهدني. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله. التحيات لله الصلوات لله الزاكيات لله. السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله شهدت أن محمد رسول الله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له أن محمد عبده ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. والسلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات لله الصلوات الطيبات. والسلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله. بسم الله والسلام على 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 رسول الله. And the other one where the family is also family of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is also included. اللهم صل وسلم على نبي الرحمة وآله. اللهم صل وسلم على نبي الرحمة وآله. اللهم صل وسلم على نبي الرحمة وآله. اللهم صل وسلم على نبي الرحمة وآله اللهم صل وسلم على نبي الرحمة وآله. So this is the آل of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The آل has a broader meaning. It can include the entire ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So آل has many meanings, and one of them is that the entire ummah is part of the آل. So we if we take it in that context, so وآله means not only his family but also his entire ummah and all those who believe in him. So we have about, mashallah, 8:06. We'll try 15 minutes of halaqa, inshallah, on seerah, and then inshallah we'll conclude. Now seerah, having a bond of mahabbat and love and affection with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is very beneficial. It's very beneficial. It helps you ensure that you enjoy your iman. You enjoy your iman, you feel the sweetness of iman. As mentioned in the ahadith, ثَلَاثٌ مَنْ كُنَّ فِيهِ وَجَدَ بِهِنَّ حَلَاوَةَ الْإِيمَانِ أَنْ يَكُونَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِمَّا سِوَاهُمَا. There are three qualities that if someone possesses them all, he will begin to feel the sweetness of iman, the joy of iman, the joy of belief. Firstly, Allah and His Rasul are dearer to him than everything else. And يَكُونَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِمَّا سِوَاهُمَا. So the first quality, if you want to really enjoy your iman, is that develop this bond of love and mahabbat with the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is so we talk about the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every aspect of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life is blessed. Everything is blessed. So whichever aspect you mention, currently we are talking about the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ahlu Bayti Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We talked about it for many weeks. So last week, what we started was the children of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They are also Ahl al-Bayt. People normally think of Fatimah al-Zahra radiallahu anha as the only child of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is a misunderstanding. This is ignorance. This is ignorance. And this is further fueled by certain people. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there's a consensus of ummah that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had four daughters. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam had four daughters. The eldest was, we talked about the boys last week, 3, 5, 7, the different accounts. But the daughters were four. The eldest was Zainab radiallahu anha. Then is Ruqayya, number two. Third is Kulthum. And the fourth is Sayyida Fatimah al-Zahra radiallahu anha. First we'll talk about Sayyida Zainab radiallahu anha. She's eldest of the four. And she was born, as I mentioned last week, after Sayyidina Qasim radiyallahu anhu, who died in infancy, 2 years old, and some say even 10 years old, 11 years old. So this child was the first son of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who passed away at a young age. Then comes Zainab radiyallahu anha, and she radiyallahu anha lived, and she amongst the daughters of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I think she was the second one to pass away. So anyway, but she was the eldest, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam praised her. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam once said that Zainab was my dear daughter, my dear daughter. She was forced to put through a lot because of me. She was put through a lot of pain because of me. She endured that, and she had to suffer a lot because of me. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mentioning his daughter Zainab and what she went through. Like parents, frequently that they do when they have a child who makes special effort for them and who goes through a lot more difficulty and he supports his parents. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was remembering Sayyida Zainab radiallahu anha as such. At another occasion, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam praised her husband too, Aas ibn al-Rabi, and he said he was a loyal man who never betrayed us, and he kept his loyalty through thick and thin. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam praised the husband of Sayyida Zainab radiallahu anha. So Zainab radiallahu anha, she was born, you would say, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's, she was the second daughter. So when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam received nubuwwat, and he was first at the time of Advent, when he received his first revelation, Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq, she was about 12 years of age. 12 or 13 years of age. So she was young, but she was quite mature. In that sense, when her mother, Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha, when she expressed her faith, she said Shahada, Zainab along with her, and along with the other sisters, Ruqayya, Umm Qulthum and Fatima, she also expressed her Iman, and she came into Islam. So one of the first ones that came into Islam. And then as the Prophet ﷺ was going through hardship, he was being tested day in, day out, Zainab radiallahu anha was supporting her father. So there were occasions when the Prophet ﷺ was challenged. He was, and the Prophet ﷺ, Zainab would go and rescue her father. Once she heard some kuffar plotting, making a plot against the Prophet ﷺ, and they were saying to one another how they were eager to have a go at the Prophet's life. Her father, the father of Sayyida Zainab radhiyallahu anha, she came home quite concerned, and she said, "Oh my dear father, they were saying such and such, and they were plotting against you, and they were mentioning you in a cruel way, in a bad way." The Prophet ﷺ said, "My dear daughter, worry not much, because Allah will take care of your father, and Allah will never allow him to be wasted. So you worry not, rest assured, and have comfort, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is protecting your father, and they will not be able to cause any harm to him." So the Prophet ﷺ gives her this assurance. And Sayyida Zainab radiallahu anha, at another occasion, the Prophet ﷺ was praying, he was offering salah in the masjid, in the Kaaba, besides the Kaaba. And some kuffar came, Utbat ibn Rabi'a, and his brother, and his nephew, and some other evil the leaders, they came, and one of them said I've seen in that area of Mecca, they've slaughtered a camel, and the camel's waste, the intestines, they're still there. If anyone would go and bring them over, and when Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes into sajda, if he could put it on his back, that'd be a lot of fun. So one of the most ashqa, the most wretched one, he volunteered for it. He went and he did it. He brought it here. And when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went into sujood, they put all that filth on top of the back of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They said he weighed so much that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam couldn't even lift his head. He couldn't even get up. And they were all laughing and enjoying and clapping, and they were having fun. And as they did so, that someone informed the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam what he was going through. So their Zainab and Fatima, they said they were at home, so they rushed. Fatima was there, she went as well, and Zainab radhiyallahu anha went, and she with their young hands, they removed that filth from the back of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and only then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was able to lift his head and complete his salah. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he saw his daughter suffer as well, and what was happening, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam raised his hands in dua. Imam Bukhari rahimahullah is mentioned as well. He says, Allah, alayka bi utba, alayka bi shayba, shaybat ibn rabi'a, utbat ibn rabi'a, hisham. So Allah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made the dua, and he sallallahu alaihi wasallam cursed the people, the culprits that had done this. So, and the narrator of the hadith, he says, I think it's Ibn Mas'ud radhiyallahu anhu, he says, I had witnessed that scene. I remembered the dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then I saw all those people that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had included in his that dua. I saw all of them lying flat in the plain of Badr. They were all knocked out. They were all destroyed. They were all wasted, and the corpses were thrown in the well of Badr, in the Qareem of Badr, and I saw their fate and I saw their end. So he saw both. Anyway, so this is Sayyida Zainab radiallahu anha, who went through thick and thin, and he was supporting, and she had a very sensitive, very delicate heart, and she was very gentle, and she had a very soft heart, very tender heart. Sayyida Zainab radiallahu anha, she was married, she was given in nikah to As ibn al-Rabi. Now As ibn al-Rabi was a cousin of Sayyida Zainab, because As was a nephew of Khadija radiallahu anha, Khadija bint Khuwaylid. So Khadija radhiyallahu anha, he was son of Khadija's sister, As ibn Rabi. So Zainab radhiyallahu anha was married to As, and As was a trader, and he was, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam later praised him, even though he did not come into Islam in early years, however, he maintained respect for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even when he was a kafir. Even when he was a kafir, he maintained that respect. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they insisted on us. They tried to pressurize him when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam started calling people to Islam. They tried to pressurize him that divorce his wife, the wife of us, but the daughter of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Divorce Zainab. He said, "Nope. That's my personal life, and I'm happy with Zainab, and I have no issues with her. I have no complaints. Zainab is a pious woman. She's a loyal wife. I'm not going to leave her, abandon her, just because of you people, just because of your demand. I'm not going to do it." So he refused point blank, and he stayed with Sayyida Zainab radiallahu anha. And As supported the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam during the time of boycott. So 3 years, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Banu Hashim, they were forced into this tiny part of Mecca, and people boycotted them for 3 years. Nobody would do any trade with them. As, and then they would starve. The kids would starve. As, along with some others, they would try and get some food in the dead of night, and they would try and sneak it out to the people of the Hashim, Banu Hashim clan. So As was very, as the Prophet ﷺ praised him too, he was very supportive. And then comes the time of Hijrat. The Prophet ﷺ migrated with Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and his other daughters. Khadija radiallahu anha had passed away. They migrated with Sayyida Sauda radiallahu anha. Ruqayya had migrated with her husband Uthman radiallahu anhu. Umm Kulthum and Fatima came over with Sayyida Sauda. But Zainab stayed in Mecca with her husband As ibn Rabi'ah. Because she was married to him, and As was a mushrik. As hadn't come into Islam, so he did not feel any need to migrate. Zainab was married to him, so she stayed with her husband. And there, the As ibn Rabi, when the first battle happened, the battle of Badr, As had no interest in fighting against Muslims or against Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But people insisted, and there were many people who at the time of during the battle of Badr, they did not want to go and fight. Like Abbas radiallahu anhu. They say even Umayyah ibn Khalf didn't want to go and fight. And many of the people did not want to go and fight. But they were pressurized by Abu Jahl. They had to go. One of them was As. As also went along. But he took part in the battle in a very kind of, without any emotion, without any zeal. And he was just there. You could see that just he was there just because he had to. And so were a few others. And the Prophet ﷺ had said to Sahaba that many people are forced to join the enemy's ranks, and their hearts are not there with them. So if you get your if you take them as prisoners, or if you get to them, do not rush to kill them. Do not hurry in killing them. He mentions a few names as well. So As was probably amongst them, but he fell as a prisoner of war, and he, along with others, were brought to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, about the prisoners of war, the mashwara consultation took place, and it was agreed that they should pay a ransom. I think it was about 400 dinars per person, or 40 dinars per person. They had to pay a good, healthy sum to buy their freedom. So As also had to do so. So As, he said, okay, fine. He said, so a message was sent to Mecca that this amount, for 40 dinars or 400 dinars, they should be sent to buy the freedom of their loved ones. So Sayyida Zainab also sent the money, and she also sent the necklace that her mother had given to her at the time of marriage, at the time of nikah, Khadija radiallahu anha. The very necklace, when it was presented to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam looked at it and he wept. He remembered his dear wife Khadija radiallahu anha. And you know, having this love for your wife is a sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam too. So you have regard for them, you have respect for your wife. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam never forgot Khadija radiallahu anha. Even though she was with him during the difficult time of his life, when the happy times came, and when the time of the and when the good time, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had a good time, he would still remember Khadija radiallahu anha. So when he saw that, he remembered his daughter and he remembered his wife, and he wept. And Sahaba felt the notice the emotions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked Sahaba. Now he was a Nabi. He was not a king. He was a Nabi. Kings usually say, they give orders. Nabi, they are not like the Anbiya are not as such. They are not administrators. They are teachers. They give nourishment. They give tarbiyat. They instill ethics. They develop the moral standards of their disciples, their students, their people. They are not rulers. They are not administrators. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has said to Sahaba that if you guys allow it, if you give permission, should we return this necklace to Zainab? And do we let us go without the sum? Because so Sahaba, upon hearing this, said, of course, Ya Rasulullah, why not? The Prophet ﷺ said to us, we'll send you home on one condition. When you go back, send my daughter over to us to Medina. So you go back, you stay in Mecca, because you're a mushrik, you want to stay with mushriks and polytheists. Okay, fine, you live with the people that you want to live with, but send my daughter over to Medina. So us, as I said, the Prophet ﷺ said he was a very loyal son-in-law. He stayed loyal through thick and thin. Now, as us had promised, when he returned back to Medina, he asked his brother to take Sayyidah Zainab radiallahu anha to Medina Munawwara, and Zainab at the time was pregnant radiallahu anha. So the brother he walked, and the Prophet ﷺ sent Usama ibn Zayd, who was like a grandchild to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he was son of Usama's father, Zayd ibn Haritha. The Prophet sent Zayd, and he sent Abu Rafi', his slave, to go and bring Sayyidah Zainab over. So Zayd was like son to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. People used to refer to him as Zayd ibn Muhammad. It was only later that people started calling him as Zayd ibn Haritha. At that time he was the adopted son of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he came to get his sister Zainab radiallahu anha, along with the slave of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abu Rafi'. So they came, the people of Mecca, Asa's brother, he walked with the camel of Sayyidah Zainab. Now people of Mecca, when they saw them leave, they objected. They said, we're not going to let them go. We will not allow the daughter of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to go and with such dignity and with such freedom after the pain and the suffering that he has caused to us and to our people. 70 of our people were killed in the Battle of Badr, and others were taken as prisoners of war, and with so much disgrace and humiliation they were set free. We're not going to allow his daughters to go back to Medina and return to him in such comfort and with so much ease. No. Now, they said, okay, if you're not going to allow her to return, then we'll fight with you. There'll be some blood will be spilled here. So, obviously, they had enough wounds and they had enough pain. They said, okay, fine, we don't want another yani, more blood to be spilled. But you know what? Let her, take her in the dark hours of night, quietly, not in open, you know, give us some grace. You know, let her have some pride, because if you take her during the broad daylight hours, people of Arabia will say, oh, people of Mecca, they've been humiliated and they've lost control. So allow us to have a face. So take her in the dark hours of night. So they said, okay, fine. But in during this skirmish and during this kind of this tussle, they say one of the mushriks, he confronted the camel that the Sayyidah Zainab was on with a spear, and he scared the camel, and the camels became scared. In that panic, Sayyidah Zainab she fell from the camel, and because she was pregnant, the pregnancy was lost, and she sustained wounds, she became injured, and this was quite painful to her. However, later, as an update, a couple of days later, 3 days later, they allowed her to travel to Medina, and Zainab radiallahu anha comes to Medina and joins her father, radiallahu anha, and she comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now the time's over, it was meant to finish at 8:20, inshallah her stay in Medina, and what happened thereafter, inshallah we'll discuss next week. Jazakumullahu khairan, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil mursaleen wa ala anhi wa sahbihi ajma'in. رب اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم فإنك أنت العز الأكرم. اللهم مغفرتك أوسع من ذنوبي ورحمتك أرجع عندي من عملي. أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء أجب دعوة إخوتنا المضطرين في فلسطين، واكشف عنهم السوء يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم انصرهم نصرا مؤزرا، اللهم كن لهم معينا وظهيرا، اللهم انصرهم بأحب عبادك إليك، اللهم اشدد وطأتك على الذين احتلوا بلاد المسلمين ومقدساتهم، اللهم عليك بهم فإنهم لا يعجزونك، اللهم أرنا فيهم عجائب قدرتك. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على عبدك ورسولك سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم مغفرتك أوسع من ذنوبي ورحمتك أرجع عندي من عملي. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من شر ما عملنا من شر ما لم نعلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما عملنا من شر ما لم نعمل. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من كل عمل أردنا به وجهك فخالطنا فيه غيرك. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم إنا نسألك التوفيق لمحابك من الأعمال، وصدق التوكل عليك، وحسن الظن بك، والشوق إلى لقائك غير ضراء مضرة ولا فتنة مضلة. يا الله اپنے فضل و کرم سے ہماری یہ چھوٹی سی ٹوٹی پھوٹی مجلس قبول فرما. اللہ نبی پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی محبت ہمیں نصیب فرما، سچا تعلق نصیب فرما، آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے اہل بیت کی قدر کی توفیق دے. اللہ اس پاک گھرانے کو اے اللہ عافیت کے ساتھ رکھ، اس پاک گھرانے کے چھوٹے بڑے جو زندہ ہیں اے اللہ ان کو عافیت نصیب فرما، ان کے لیے سہولتیں اور آسانیاں پیدا فرما، اور ان کی برکات سے پورے عالم اسلام کو اے اللہ بہرور فرما، اے اللہ فیضیاب فرما، اے اللہ قرآن و سنت کا علم اس گھرانے میں عام فرما، اے اللہ حفاظ قراء مفسرین اس گھرانے میں پیدا فرما. اے اللہ تو ہم گنہگاروں کو توبہ کی توفیق دے، آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی سنت کو اپنی زندگیوں میں لانے اور اپنے گھروں میں داخل کرنے کی توفیق دے. ربنا تقبل منا انک انت السمیع العلیم. اے اللہ ہمارے مظلوم مقہور مسلمانوں کی بھائیوں بہنوں کی مدد فرما، فلسطین والوں کی، کشمیر والوں کی، برما والوں کی، اے اللہ ویگر مسلمانوں کی، اور شام اور جہاں جہاں سودان، جہاں جہاں مسلمان تکلیف میں ہیں، سب کی مدد فرما. ربنا تقبل منا انک انت السمیع العلیم. وصلی اللہ وسلم وبارک علی عبدک ورسولک سیدنا محمد وعلی آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین. آمین.